Bernie, hate to begin with the NHL lockout, but it really, you mentioned hockey. It can't be ignored. Having just won the Stanley Cup with the Kings as a coaching consultant, it must be especially frustrating to not have NHL hockey right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's devastating. You know, especially in Canada here. You know, my mom's going out of her mind not watching hockey. And for me, I can't wait to get back. You know, they're going to raise the banner. We'll get our rings. It's just something you look so forward to. And,
sure.
And, you know, hockey, without hockey, it is devastating. So, you know, I thought a couple weeks ago it sounded like they kind of had it going the right direction. And now lately they haven't. So I hope they get it straightened out.
Well, the NHL's idea of stepping away from talks for 2 weeks, do you think it's a good idea or a bad one?
Oh, it's terrible. You know, and all the NHL's doing is, you know, 2 weeks, it's another paycheck for the players. And I think that's kind of a bargaining tool for them. Every paycheck they lose, it's something that they feel that maybe break them. But stepping away for a day, they got to get this thing done. You know, that's something that should have been done in the summertime. If they want to take, you know, 2 weeks off, that's fine. But you can't take 2 weeks off now.
No, I agree with that. Do you think the Kings, Bernie, are hit harder more than other NHL teams? Maybe not all of them, but some other ones, because they can't capitalize on the success that they just achieved last season?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the playoffs, L.A. was just, it was a madhouse, and it was so awesome. You know, the whole playoff run, and they got a great buzz there. And, you know, to not start back up this year, it's going to hurt us a little bit for sure.
Yeah. So how do you like the Kings coaching consultant gig?
It was great. You know, I was on the ice every day with the guys and travel with them. You know, it's just like a regular coach, and it was just fun being around the guys. It was just amazing.
Any of the guys, like, you know, kind of awestruck by you? Not to embarrass you, Bernie, but great player. I mean, would any of them been a little bit awestruck that you were there and around them every day?
I don't think so. You know, I think they all know me because I was always around, you know. Luke Robitaille is always there. I think they liked it. I hope they did. You know, I always had an input. They always liked talking to me. Daryl can be hard at times, you know.
Yeah.
So I was kind of a good guy, you know, and I think they liked that.
Yeah. One of only 8 players in NHL history to score 70 goals in one season, and one of 5 to score 150 points. Ever look back at your career, Bernie, and just say, I did what? I did that? Really?
Well, the 70 goals for sure. You know, I felt, you know, I was good. I played well, you know, but to score 70 goals, it's something that, it's pretty, you know, it's up there. It was something that you kind of look back and go, wow, how'd I do that?
What was happening that year? Was it just one of those years where, like, everything was, not that it was all luck, don't get me wrong, but it was just like everything was going right? Because, you know, the best of the best of the best, they'll all tell you that you got to have a lot of things going for you. You got to have some talent, but you got to have luck on your side. It just seemed like everything was going your way.
Well, and it was, you know, for sure it was. You know, playing with 99 didn't hurt, obviously, you know. Yeah. But I also played with Luke Robitaille and Dave Taylor. 2 great hockey players, got me the puck a lot. And a lot of things had to go well, which they did.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those years that, you know, you just wanted to play every day and you couldn't wait to get to the rink. But like I said, when you're playing with a great player like Gretzky, man, you just want to go out and play hard every night. And when it's fun, it's just fun.
Bernie Nichols with us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Jeff Sammet. Bernie, such a great scorer in your career, but you had to make an adjustment when you went to play in New Jersey. You became more of a defensive player. Tell us about that.
Well, it was great. You know, I always wanted to be a Brian Trotche, so to speak. You know, Brian was a gifted offensive player, but he played well defensively too. And having the opportunity to play Jacques Lemaire. Jacques Lemaire taught me a lot about defense, playing your own end, being a complete player, and great organization, great team. Marty Brodeur, you know, Scotty Niedermayer, Scotty Stevens, just great team, a lot of fun, great coach staff. Larry Robinson was there. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, see, and, you know, many would think right off the bat that, oh, well, he's one type of player and he has to learn to be another type of player. Well, you know, he's not going to like that. I mean, that happens so often in sports. But great that it was a good experience for you, Bernie. Is that something that you pass on? Is that, you know, a moment in your career that you talk about a lot?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like I said, to be a great hockey player in the league, a good hockey player in the league, you got to be able to play both ends of the rink. You got to want to be out there at all times of the game, not just to score goals. You want to be the guy they count on to prevent goals. I like blocking shots, killing penalties, physical play. I have no problem with that. So, you know, going there with Jacques Lemaire and his organization there, it was great for me, and it's something that, you know, now you know the complete game. You can teach offense, but you can also teach defense, and I think that's a big plus.
Well, maybe it was the 70-goal year, but your favorite career highlight, what would it be?
Well, scoring 70 goals was pretty cool.
Yeah.
As a player, obviously now winning the Cup was pretty amazing. You know, the run we had with New Jersey, even though we lost to New York in seven games, that series there went double overtime, seven games, double overtime. We had two or three other games went overtime. That was an unbelievable series, even though we lost it. You know, playing with Wayne Gretzky was definitely a highlight of mine.
Yeah, and that that Ranger series with the Devils, boy, you guys really beat each other up in that series.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
You're a part owner of Get Real, website, a lot of websites dedicated to various sports under Get Real, like GetRealHockey.com, GetRealFootball.com. Yeah. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, it's kind of something that, you know, people can come and experience the game. Say a group of people want to come to the Kings. I could take them and put them in a suite, go to a Kings game, obviously when we're playing. They can meet some players after the game, have just a great night. They're doing that right now with, you know, some junior teams, being a part of that. If people want to go down and catch, you know, a junior hockey game, the Hamilton Bulldogs. I know there's talk about you can go meet some young stars, you know, that the kid McDavid there from the Otters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go down and meet the future of, he's supposed to be the next great one, so Sidney Crosby says. You know, there's a thing you can go to Russia and go over, and hopefully you'll meet them here, but you can go see Sidney Crosby, or not, sorry, not Sidney, Alex Ovechkin or
mm-hmm.
Malcolm. You know, hopefully we're going to be able to do that here once the season starts. I want to take people on maybe a fishing trip, go out in the ocean for fishing, or we can do hunting. We can go in a golf. You know, I can take people, play some golf in the daytime, and then go to a hockey game at night, you know. And you want to do that all over the league. You want to do it in the minors, junior hockey, just anything like that. You know, I think that's a lot of fun. It's something that, you know, really hasn't been done. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it sounds great, and any fan of any sport would be interested in that for sure. How did you get involved in it?
Well, I had a guy I get hooked up with, Dan Ryan. He had mentioned to me, and that they come up with this philosophy, and I thought it'd be great, especially being out in LA and we're in a playoff run, and I wanted to get it done, you know, this year, but just, you know, for people to go, you know, on a trip to LA, or I'm always using LA because I'm there, you know, you go play golf, you know, go to a hockey game, meet some of the players, you know, who wouldn't want to do that? Or, you know, and there's bigger ones. You can go to Russia, like I said, and experience it over there, or any kind of thing like that. But, you know, if you go on the website, you can really see it and understand it. But I think, we really got something good here.
Well, it's great. GetRealHockey.com is one website. GetRealFootball.com. A lot of great sites that you can check out. Get Real is the company, and Bernie Nichols is a part of it. Well, congratulations on that, and good luck with that as well. And Bernie Nichols, thanks for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Thank you.